Video: Man burned in scalding liquid attack on NYC sidewalk. By Amy Furr on July 13, 2021. Police are hoping to find the man who apparently poured a scalding liquid on another man last week in Midtown Manhattan. Authorities said the attack was unprovoked, Fox 5 reported Tuesday. The incident occurred July 5 at approximately 10:01 p.m. when the 57-year-old man was near the southwest corner of West 47th Street and 6th Avenue. The New York City Police Department's NYPD Crime Stoppers shared surveillance footage showing a shirtless man in dark shorts approach another man wearing a dark shirt from behind. The suspect then appeared to throw the liquid on the man, who turned around and fell to the ground as the suspect fled. The department offered a reward up to $3,500 and asked citizens if they had seen the suspect or knew him. The victim went to Columbia Presbyterian Hospital for a medical examination and suffered second-degree burns on his back, the Fox report said. The suspect was described by police as an adult male with a light complexion, approximately 5 feet 7 inches tall, weighing 130 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes. He was last seen wearing black shorts and shirtless, the outlet added. During a recent interview on CNN's Situation Room, former police commissioner of New York Bill Bratton blamed the well-intended but incredibly flawed criminal justice reform set of initiatives passed at the state level in New York for its crime problems, Breitbart News reported. Bratton said that crime in New York City had been conquered before 2018, but then the legislature in Albany, in New York, got into the mix with a well-intended but incredibly flawed criminal justice reform set of initiatives. And thus the crime epidemic began in New York. So, you don't have to look too far as to where it began. It began basically in Albany. Now Albany's going to try and solve it after the fact. In his speech delivered on the final day of the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, former President Donald Trump drew attention to the crime plaguing Democrat-controlled cities. It's very simple. If you support defunding the police, vote for the radical left Democrats. And you see what's happening to the cities where they defunded the police, Trump stated.